neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom arrived at the bottom of the Har Sinai. So there's a dialogue that is going on here with him and his Talmid Muhag, with his student. They're discussing about the sound that they are hearing. You remember this part?
Yes.
Yes, so now... Right, exactly. So now, first, we are informed that Yehoshua, his impression about this sound is a sound of war. It says, Gol Milchama. So then, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom responds, no, it's not Gol Anot Gevura, Vein Gol Anot Halusha, but it's Gol Anot. So now, the Hashem, they have a very big problem, this matter. What is going on here? What they're discussing about the sound that they're hearing? What different?
War, the Yehoshua. Why didn't say nothing else?
No, any type of voice that you imagine, it could be Kiyash Mala Shabbat. But the point here is, why they are discussing this matter? What difference does it make? Why we have to know this dialogue? Well, what difference does it make? Hashem already told Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, your people are in trouble, right? He knows. So now, they are just about arriving to the campus. So then, they're trying to analyze what is this noise is all about. Let's say you're just about to arrive home, like a block away, and then you hear a noise. Say, oh, the kids are playing, they're fighting, they're dancing. Would you do this? Yeah?
You would? Yeah, you're trying to analyze.
Before you get home?
Oh, no.
So that's what they're doing.
We always have a subconscious prediction we make from noise.
Yeah. What difference does it make? So if it's... Huh?
Ready.
Sorry?
Something happened, and we're going to see what's going on, so it's another alarm that be ready, don't lose control.
So how do you analyze the voice, the sound? What do you do? Yes, but what do you do?
What does it sound like? What is it, what are they saying? What are the voices saying? Is it sound like an angry voice? Is it sound threatening? Does it sound like something that's happening?
Good. So what's going to happen? What's the use of it?
Nothing should be surprised.
React, correct the answer.
Exactly. To prepare your response.
Be in control. Nothing.
But you're just imagining, no?
No, it's not imagining. It's hearing the sound.
Sometimes imagining it also, and then it happens. Isn't it correct?
If you imagine, in what way?
Sometimes you think there's going to be a sound right now, and a few seconds after it, that sound happens.
You could know, but here it's not imagination. They hear the sound, but they cannot distinguish. Is it the war sound? Is it the... I mean, first of all...
It wasn't the sound of Am Yisrael. I think they were talking about different kind of sound that was coming probably from Min HaShemayim. They're trying to figure out what would be the outcome.
No, here it says in the campus, the Machane, it's in the...
They hear the sound and they don't know if it's a sound or...
Yeah, that's right, they have a difference of opinion. There's a difference of opinion here. No?
Yes.
So, what is this teaching us?
I hope it's not going to be Mincha.
Oh, is they're trying to know what's the intent of people. Maybe some people are sad, some people are hopeless, some people are angry. So
good.
That's why they can't say which sound it is.
Fine.
They couldn't tell what's the general mood.
So now, what's the next step? So now
how to put that sound for, and then if it be having, you know, we could put it for the happiness and start be happy about it.
So according to the sound that you pick up, right? So like, then you hear a sound like this. What's your impression about this sound?
Well, I will get ready for dance.
Like, wake up, Pay attention. Sit down. Sit down. Don't move. Which one is it?
Beginning,
get your
attention.
It sounds for all. Sorry? Seems like everybody has a difference of opinion here.
No, it's different. Who are you looking at when you're banging?
Who are you looking at?
Yes. What he's.
I'm not looking at anyone. I'm closing my eyes and go like this.
Everybody wake up.
It's everyone's perception of the sound.
Whatever they doing.
No, but he's moving.
So
he's affected by the sound?
Of course.
It's not that what I'm looking at. It's the one that hears the sound, he picks up a different message from it. Yes?
Yes.
It's true?
Depends what action he's doing, it's affecting.
It's affecting. Isn't that interesting? Like if you have a ball in the house, so when he sings, what kind of impression he gives you? Why?
Singing all the time.
You don't like it?
Yeah, I don't have one. But I know people, they complain that it sings all the time.
Why you don't like about it?
You don't need even to have one at home.
What's the problem? You don't like it?
I never have it. Some people, they get ignored by it because it sings too much.
Why? Because it's too much? But it makes people happy, no? No? How about somebody that wants to go to sleep? Would like it?
No.
He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. Yeah, it's a very powerful message that, see, the way they analyze the sound, first of all, Yoshua says this is Milchamasan. Why he says such a thing? Why?
That's what he wanted to do.
Why he was thinking that he used this word?
That's very nice. Yeah, why? Because Yahushua was the one that went to the war with Amalek.
Okay.
So now here, Yahushua, when he is a sound, right?
That's in him of that.
Yes. Right. See, it's very interesting. You know, elephant, you can make him dance. You have seen?
Yes.
You know how heavy elephant is?
Yeah.
How can he dance? It's interesting that what they do, how to train the elephant to dance, they put coal on the floor, zogal, right? And then the elephant goes in the room, and then at the same time, they play music. So now he's burning. So now he hears the music, and then he jumps up and down to relieve himself. So now, later on, when he hears the music, it reminds you of the coal. So then he starts dancing.
Is that
what he is going on? Yeah, sure. Yeah. So that's how he is trained how to dance.
So the poor elephant always feels burning sensations.
Yeah.
We think he's dancing.
Exactly. Yeah. To you, he's dancing, but his profile is not so, because he reminds you of the burning point. So here we learn that you store in your memory, not that the music is good or not, or the incident is good or not. The way you store it, that's how it's going to be. It's very interesting. Let's say, do you use stamps? Stamps, do you use it? Yeah? So let's say you have a stamp, is Aleph Mem Taf, right? Right? Aleph Mem Taf. When you stamp it, what do you see?
Emet.
Good. So now, you look at the stamp, how does it written? Backwards. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
It looks backward, but you stamp it, right? You see, wow, Emet. Isn't that something? That's how it is in life. Many times in life, it thinks backward. No. You have to stamp it. See, everything is okay. Yeah. Hashem is like, to stamp good. Is that a shame? And see the Ashkah of Ribono Sholam.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.